this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S. Syrian-backed Democratic Forces, or SDF, said Tuesday that they've seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. A spokesman for the SDF, which is made up of Kurdish and Arab militias, told reporters that the fighting in Raqqa is now over. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also announced that Raqqa has been liberated. The offensive to oust IS militants from Raqqa began in June and was backed by airstrikes and other support from the U.S.-led coalition. Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the prime minister, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government in Baghdad has declared illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed. More than 20 people are dead and dozens more wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan today. Officials said the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center in Gardez, the capital of Paktika province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center and engaged in a shootout with police. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A Taliban spokesman said the attack was part of its Mansouri operation. This is VOA.